here in the moment, the forever. She wakes up before it's light. He's been awake all night again, watching for the police. He believes things that aren't true. He thinks because he took 2 cigarettes from an acquaintance that the police are looking for him. The sons are upstairs, awake or sleeping. She's not sure. Sometimes she wakes up and he's kneeling beside the bed, tears running down his face. She offers to swallow him, but he jumps up and slams around in the closet, looking for suitcases, or runs outside in his socks, pretending to leave. But he comes back. The sons are upstairs, listening. Then a breaking down before morning. The father downstairs, the sons upstairs. The minute hand falls into the refrigerator, and breakfast comes clattering across the lawn, its spoons and bowls and burning toast. She rests a while in the bed, remembering a warm barn, bins full of soybeans, lofts piled with hay, the caged ferret below. "There it is," says the uncle, pointing through the wire and cobwebs. Crossing fields of deep snow, the uncle and the father carry guns. She has the ferret. If she'd looked into the sky instead of trying to plant her feet in their big boot prints, she'd have seen her son's faces, cloudy and expectant, watching her. "We're coming someday. You can sing to us over and over. Fill our bowls, the sweetest sweet, my babies," she might have thought, here in the moment, the forever. "My babies wait in a sky." The sons are coming down the stairs into the 16th of September. The father is gone, fallen off the edge of Circle Ave. The mother and the sons are here, as if it were anywhere else, and their faces drift in and out of rooms, now and now and now, like the leaves falling into the pond years later, every leaf meeting its reflection, the sun burning white on the pond's face, the blue heron's nest deserted. It's the way of the world, ducks so high and flying off, the spring flocks picked and pressed and sent away in airmail envelopes. "Remember me here," letters, the photographs. She sees the elderberries dried on the bush, her basket empty, and elsewhere. "Don't. Don't," she says to nobody, adoring the sound of the reeds most of all.